I think I'm a better person. I think I'm more empathetic to people who are in trouble of any kind. Mm-hmm. You know, I just have more empathy for people, and I want to give something back. I think my whole life I've been given things, and I want to do give things back.
You are now working very hard to try and help the victims of violent crimes. You came up with a victim's bill of rights. What are the rights that you felt victims like yourself, rape victims like yourself, are being denied?
Well, it's not only rape victims, Claire. Mm-hmm. It's victims of violence of all kinds. Mm-hmm. And the police departments of the United States have worked very closely with me. As a matter of fact, they're really the only people who have cooperated fully with me. We've come up with a Bill of Rights, which is not law. It would take, we'd all be dead if we had to wait till these provisions were law. But they are formal police policy, and they will be posted in 50,000 precincts across the United States come April 17th, which is
give an example of some of the rights that you believe every victim should have.
Well, for instance, to be questioned with dignity and in a private room, and to each person will now be given a card, and they will be able to call a field officer or an officer familiar with their case on a 24-hour-a-day basis. Rape victims will be interviewed by female police officers. You will have your case explained to you from the initial investigation to the final disposition of the case, and be able to go attend all hearings and be apprised of your rights under the laws. And it'll just be posted up right next to the Miranda decision in every precinct. And
from your own experience, from talking to other victims of violent crimes, what were the most common complaints, the most common concerns?
Well, we are victims twice. I wasn't. I was treated royally by the criminal injustice system, I call it, because I'm Connie Francis. But from the thousands of letters I received, I know that I was accorded very special treatment. And it's really the second injury that you go through is to go through the criminal justice system, because as a witness or an eyewitness, I mean, it is tough. All of the rights, all of the bills and all of the laws enacted in this country for so many years have been to protect those rights of the criminal and not the victim.
Ever since that incident, do you take certain precautions now? Do you live your life differently to make sure something like that never happens again?
I always did. I was always very security conscious, Claire. I always used to take all of the keys when I checked into a hotel so that there were none left. I think most women have to be. I don't think any woman should travel alone anywhere. I mean, they should always be in groups of people. It's just not safe. Our lawmakers, our people in power have not done right by us.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think they're interested mainly in their self-aggrandizement. I think that the American public is the last thing that legislators consider.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being here, and good luck with your new song. And I'm glad that you're back to performing again.
Yeah,
because a lot of people missed you not being performing.
I knew that when I went back to work that they did, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be
back
there.
Thank you very much, Connie.
And thank you for that interview before Westbury, and again, now.
Enjoy talking to you. And now back to you, Marvin.